Thank you. Why vote for me? I've been in the legislature 8 years, and I've shown progress each year I've been there. You know, again, you know, started out as co-chair of Community Regional Affairs and Fisheries, then in the finance, and now the co-chair. That gives me the experience, the seniority, the leadership that you need to keep going forward and help the district and the region and the state. You get that by time and working there. The confidence, the trust from your peers. And it doesn't happen overnight. I've spent my time learning about the fishing industry because I've been a fisherman, where their needs are. I listen to the executive directors and what they need. I've talked to the hatchery operators because fishing is the backbone of our district right now and probably the number one in industry. And without good fishing science, we won't be successful. We've been, but you know, PVOA, I call them, CIFA, USAG, trawlers, they call in and tell us what they want. And that's who I listen to, and I have to, because that's the backbone. Tourism, again, we put money into tourism because we get a little bit of tourism. My old district, Skagway, was probably one of the biggest benefactors of the tourism marketing. And we're trying to rebuild the industry and tourism in Alaska, and so we're going forward with that. Again, it's not the district, it's the region. We lost one House, one Senate. We need the strength that we have. We need to be able to work together, go forward, address the needs of Sitka. Now, it's a new challenge for me. I'm a commercial fisherman. I haven't had the opportunity to campaign every day like I'd like to do. I walked through the district 8 years ago. Why do you think a Republican got voted in a Democrat district? First Republican since statehood, I think, would represent that, the Iceworm district in that region. And I won by 66 votes. And I kept winning more and more because listening and talking with the people. My door is always open unless you're some certain people. We just don't allow you to come in there because you don't yell at us. You don't treat us with respect. We don't want you in there. So remember that. Be nice. Be gentle. Again, I've spent 4 years on the school board. I know the importance of education. I've educated. Four of my kids went to school in Haines and graduated out of there. So that's why you should vote for me, because I think I'll do you a good job, continue to do a good job. I don't believe you'll see a negative letter from the mayors of my district other than, I don't think you will. If they do, it's, you know, I have to read and say what happened. You got everything that you wanted. Mining you, most of ours is infrastructure replaced by rebuilding because they're very poor communities. They can't afford to redo their highways and streets. And I thought that, you know, that the roads here are pretty good shape compared to some of my villages a few years ago.
I think in politics there's a question of, I mean, you can sort of be a D or an R, but one of the things I think we have unique in Alaska is the ability to sort of put sort of Alaska issues first. And I think in Southeast Alaska, which is, I mean, almost its own state, we're very much our own region. I mean, you grew up here and you know people from Craig or Haines or Juneau as well as you know people from your own school. It's kind of one big school district. It's one big region. I mean, we're all in it together. I think it's really important to put Southeast Alaska issues first. And that's said in myriad ways, and that I think we really need to support a diverse visitors sector. And I think, you know, the idea that, say, fishing or tourism are mutually exclusive is a flawed assumption. I think we need to support education in this district, and that more than ever, I think we need a capable and committed workforce to be able to create jobs and create energy for the future. And that's hugely important for the region. Schools are the cornerstone of every community in this district. And I also think we need to invest in the infrastructure of this district, whether it's to support the fishing industry, marine services sector, or to support the harbors where, I mean, fishermen tie up. I mean, here in Sitka, we're facing a huge bill for deferred maintenance. And these are all things that I think the legislature needs to proactively address. And I think we always need to remember that it's, you know, Southeast Alaska is who we're representing. And whether it comes to, I mean, I don't know how the chits go in the legislature, but I mean appropriations from Southeast legislators, I mean they should always be directed towards this district and supporting this district and always putting Southeast Alaska first. and that when pressure really comes to bear for issues that aren't in the best interest of Southeast Alaska, that our legislators hold strong and represent the future of this region, whether it's oil taxes or appropriations in the state capital or operating budget. I think that's hugely important, but Southeast Alaska first. And just as I've traveled around the region, sort of human pinball bouncing around Heidelberg or Huna or Metlakatla, there's absolutely no way I'm going to forget the region that I grew up in. And I'm always going to put Southeast Alaska first and the interests of our region first. And that's why I'm asking for your vote.